you've been associated with this program for many, many years. And, you know, I go back growing up in the South and remembering the great days of Ernie Grunfeld and Bernard King. But at what point do we start really totally appreciating and wrapping our arms around just how special this year's team can be as far as the men's basketball squad?
You know, I've been asked that question a lot, and I'm always kind of a little hesitant, you know, before you start putting these labels on them, because there's still about half of the season yet to play. But through the first half of the season, it's really hard to find a team that has played more like a team than this one has. The way they share the ball, the way they play together, the way they push each other, the way they can just really be hard to guard, how they tear other teams apart. It's been really fun to watch. It's been amazing how Rick Barnes has built this team, how he's pushed this team, how he's got this team to play at such a high level. Their shooting percentages have just been off the chart. Now, this team is shooting 51% from the floor. Last year's SEC championship team shot 44% from the floor. This team, this year, already has shot 13 times over 500 in their game. So 13 of the 16 games they played this year, they've shot over 50% from the field. That's remarkable. 10 of the last 11 games, over 50%. I haven't looked it up yet, what's the season record for the most times over 50%, but last year's championship team only did it 11 times. So this year's team, halfway through the season, has already done it twice more than that team did. So it's a team that takes great shots. They push the ball down the floor. They beat you up in the paint because you're hard to guard. And if you clog up the middle trying to double-team Grant Williams and Schofield down low and Kyle Alexander, then they kick it out. Now Bowden's hitting shots and Bone's hitting shots. And now LaMonte Turner's back. It's just a really hard team to match up with. It's a really hard team to guard. And nobody's done it very successfully this year.
I did the quick math, and just like last night, here's Tennessee connecting on 61% of their three-point shots. And put that in proper perspective, if you have a team shooting 61% from three-point range, you're the other team and you attempt the same number of shots, in this case, here was Tennessee 11 of 18 from three-point range, you have to be 17 of 18 or 94% with your two-point shots just to be able to overcome what the other team is being able to do from three-point range. That's how deadly the shooting is for the Vols.
Well, and Rick Barnes, if you tell him that they've taken 18 three-point shots, he'll cringe a little bit because he doesn't want them taking that many. He wants them pounding the ball inside and beating you in the paint, which Tennessee didn't. They didn't do it last night. Arkansas outscored them in the paint because they were hitting those outside shots because Arkansas was clogging everything up so much. They were daring Tennessee to take those three-point shots, and they did. The other thing about this team is they're deadly at the free throw stripe. I mean, last night they were 35 out of 39, and Grant Williams was 14 of 14 at the line. They're shooting 75% as a team at the free throw line. I mean, these shooting numbers are crazy, and it just shows you that when you spend time in the summer and you're in the gym, and like Kyle Alexander told Bert and I the other night after the game, that, you know, he would practice in the summer. He'd practice in the morning by himself, and then he'd practice with the team, and then he'd come in after dinner and make 250 shots. Well, so there's a reason why suddenly Kyle Alexander is playing so well, and he's shooting 68% for the floor for the season. So that's not by accident. That's through hard work, and I think that's the mantra this entire team has had, is that if you work hard, good things happen.
You know, I was looking back at the history of the men's squad as far as in postseason action with regards to the Big Dance, and only five times in the history of the Tennessee program have they had multiple wins in any given tournament as far as in the NCAA tournament. The nice run to the Elite Eight in 2010 certainly sticks out, but also the run in 2014 losing to a Michigan team that was a number two seed, losing by two to that one. You know, what stands out for you as far as in recent memory, you know, as far as when we start talking about one of the best, if not the potential to be the best team in the history of this program, you know, what are some of those teams in your memory that really stand out for you that you can do some comparison to?
Well, you know, I think you look at Tennessee's NCAA tournament history, it's not that extensive. I mean, it started in 1967 when Tennessee was able to go for the first time with Billy Justice and those guys. So they've only made one trip to the Elite Eight. And so, you know, there's no Final Four appearances and all those type things. And so when you look at it, they've been there a lot, but they've never had one of those really great magical runs. This team is capable of doing it. I mean, this team, A, they've got confidence. B, it's hard for me to imagine that they wouldn't, that they'd be anything worse than a number one or a number two seed. And when you're up there in the number one, number two seeds, you usually have a pretty good draw and have a chance to have a clear path to at least make it to the Sweet 16. And then, you know, but when you get there, I mean, now it's up to how you're going to play, what are the foul situations, can you stay healthy, all those type of things. But this team is built for the postseason. I mean, they're built because they've got depth. They're built because of the fact they shoot the ball. They're built because they play defense. And if you do those things, you've got a chance to advance far in the NCAA tournament. I've always thought guard play is so important in the NCAA tournament. And if you don't have good guard play, you're not going very far. And I think that last year, that probably caught up to Tennessee a little bit. But their guard play is so much better this year. Jordan Bone looks, if he's not the all-SEC point guard, I'd like to see who is. And the way he's playing and leading this team, I mean, he's been spectacular. And I think with Bowden shooting now, getting back on the beam, he's been in double figures every single SEC game. When you get good guard play, then you have a chance to advance in the tournament. And that's what gives me a lot of hope about this team, that their guard play is, and I mentioned it last year, you know, their guard play was so inconsistent that there was no, you couldn't really hang your hat on it, and it caught up to them in the NCAA tournament. But now this guard play is so much more improved. They're taking care of the ball. And I mean, there are nine guys on this team that have a positive assist-to-turnover ratio. Think about that a little bit. I mean, Kyle Alexander doesn't, but everybody else does. And that's pretty remarkable in itself because you don't see that very often. I mean, your guards, yeah, most of the time. But not your swing players and your forwards and your post guys. Most of the times those guys are heavily – they don't have many assists, for one thing, and they usually have a bunch of turnovers. But not with this Tennessee team. They really share the ball, and they move the ball, and they don't care who gets the credit. All they want to do is go out and win games, and that's been pretty obvious.
Well, the other things that stick out for me, being able to shoot the free throws, if you're talking about teams that can make runs – once you get to postseason, teams that can shoot the free throws well, take care of the basketball, as you pointed out. But what really sticks out for me, you pointed out too, the depth situation. I mean, when you got a bench, I mean, just like last night, we talk about a team with the bench scored 50 of the 106 points, but we've been seeing similar numbers where the bench is scoring 40% of the total output. If you keep doing that, you're going to win a lot of basketball games.
Well, yeah, and that's true. Last night, Admiral Schofield gets in foul trouble and sits out the last 12 minutes of the half. So Lamonte Turner comes in and scores 14 points in the first half, and Jordan Bowden comes off the bench, and, you know, he bumps in double digits. So, you know, that's when you're picking each other up a little bit. And they're just so hard to guard. I mean, if you're Arkansas, how do you guard them? I mean, do you double-team Grant Williams? Okay, well, that's going to leave Bowden open. Do you go out and cover the three-point area? Then you got to play Grant Williams and Admiral Schofield one-on-one on the block. And they're either going to get you in foul trouble or they're going to score every time they get the ball down low. So this is just I've talked to several SEC coaches privately, and, you know, meeting them in the hallway and stuff like that and after games and whatever. And then they've told me that this team is just a nightmare to match up with. They're just really hard to guard. They're really hard to match up with. They're so well coached that they don't beat themselves. There are a lot of coaches in this league that think that this Tennessee team is a Final Four team. Now we'll see if they are. I think they got the potential, but you've got to go out and do it. And that's what Rick Barnes has told him. I said, you know, all this the claim you're getting in the newspapers and on Twitter and all that's all fine and good. You still got to go out and beat teams like Kentucky and Vandy and LSU and Mississippi State. you got to go out and beat those guys. And that's going to be the challenge coming up.
And that's what I liked about last week. I brought up, like, the first road game, you know, going on the road to take on Missouri, and I thought it was going to be a nice test, especially when the game played out where Tennessee finds itself down by as many as 9 points in the first half, yet they end up retaking the lead by halftime and cruise to the victory, and I thought that was a nice test. It's things like that, because just look back at the run last year. You know, here's a team that was co-champs with Auburn as far as at the end of the year, as far as the regular season. And after taking care of business against Wright State in their first game, they run into a Loyola Chicago. At the time, you're going, what? Really? And then, you know, Loyola became Loyola that everybody fell in love with before the tournament was over with. But that tough one-point loss, and that's the thing that will, you know, you're at the with what we anticipate as far as Tennessee seed-wise, first game should be all right. But from that point forward, you're going to always encounter teams like the Loyolas of the world.
Well, that's true. I don't think Coach Barnes is thinking much about the NCAA tournament. But if you're a one seed, you get those dreaded 8-9 games. And, you know, those are always tough because, you know, those are usually teams that are maybe in the middle of the pack in their conference and they're fighting to get in the NCAA tournament. They're a little bit hungry. And those 8-9 matchups are sometimes really tough ones to get that second round of the NCAA tournament. But, you know, I think this Tennessee team is more concerned about being the first team ever to repeat as SEC champions, winning the first SEC tournament since 1979, being a number one seed, you know, all those type things. All those carrots are out in front of them. And I really think that they are totally focused on that. And the thing that's so great about them is nobody cares about who gets the credit. Nobody cares about who's scoring the points. They just want to win games, and it's a refreshing approach. I think they mirror their coach, Rick Barnes, in terms of his attitude, his work ethic, how he carries himself, how he conducts himself. And, you know, when you travel with them, you get a pretty good sense, you know, how do they treat the flight attendants? How do they treat right. the guys, the bus drivers? How do they treat the managers? How do they – and it has all been thumbs up with all these guys. I mean, they help the managers. They thank the bus drivers. They, if they're visitors on the plane with us, they go up and introduce themselves to them. And it's really has been refreshing. And I think not only is Rick Barnes building a great basketball team, he's building great futures for these young men because he's teaching them how to be young men. And I think that's part of the deal too.
Bob Kessling, the voice of the Tennessee Vols, joining us. I'm glad you brought that up because I go back to my days working in college sports and in college athletics, and I always enjoyed those trips with the men's squad or the women's basketball squad because, you know, if you travel with a football team, there's so many guys, it's just a different type of atmosphere and environment. But when you're that close-knit with that kind of travel with a men's squad, you just like you pointed out, you get to observe those kind of traits that – when they do have success, you can be proud of them because how they carry themselves off the court as well.
Yeah, that's true. And you just see it. I mean, the good teams, the ones that are playing well, that like each other, respect each other, they treat other people with respect. And the teams that are not playing well, and there's a reason that they're not a good team. And sometimes they act like that. So that's what's made this team so good to be around. And, you know, they talk to you. They, you know, Bert and I have a chance after the game to always interview a player, and that's always a lot of fun. And so you get to know them a little bit better, and they'll talk to you on the bus. They'll talk to you after practice. And I just have been very impressed with how Coach Barnes has handled all of this. And, you know, when he came here, he said the same thing all coaches do. We're going to change the character. We're going to build the culture. We're going to go do this, that. You know, you hear that, it's the typical coach speak that you hear from all of them. Then you see if they can do it. Well, Coach Barnes has backed up every promise he's made, and he hasn't done it by going out and getting one-and-dones and five stars. He's going out recruiting players that he thinks he can coach and players that are hungry, and he's developed them into really good players by pointing out that they had to work hard, and they've done it. And it's just a great story. Now you just hope it continues. Knock on wood, they've stayed healthy, and that's the key to all of this, too. I mean, there are a lot of teams out there that, Vanderbilt's a perfect example. You know, how much better would Vandy be if they had their point guard? So You know, injuries are part of the game, and knock on wood, Tennessee has been able to avoid some serious injuries, and they've had all hands on deck pretty much. So you hope that continues.
Bob, a football question before we let you go as well. Your thoughts on the coaching moves, Jim Chaney coming over from Georgia, T. Martin coming back, coming home per se. Your thoughts on how this is going to play out?
Well, I think they're both positive. I think the Jim Chaney hire is terrific. I really enjoyed it when he was here. I get to spend you know, time with him. We got a chance to talk to the coordinators, Tim Priest and I, every week, and so you get a little relationship with him. But, you know, then when Jim was named the interim head coach, I got to spend a lot more time with him. And I enjoyed that time. I think he's a very smart coach. I think he's an innovative coach. I think the players love playing for him. I think he pushes them. I think he is a guy that's demanding, and I think that this offense will be better next year. And T. Martin, I think that's a good addition, too. He knows a lot about what makes Tennessee special, and I think he's going to relate that to the players. And so I think those are both positive hires, and I think Tennessee's going to be better for them.
Bob, how fun is this run so far for the men's team and what the potential could be down the road?
Oh, it's really fun. I mean, you know, the one thing, too, that Coach Barnes has upgraded the schedule, I mean, playing up in Brooklyn, and when you get a chance to play Louisville and Kansas and, you know, they play Georgia Tech, playing West Virginia. You know, next year playing Wisconsin and Cincinnati and playing Wake Forest. I mean, you're playing meaningful games, and they're not games just to pad your schedule and get some wins. They're games that are actually going to make you better and help build your resume. And I think Coach Barnes is continuing to build the schedule. I mean, he said the first when he took the job at Tennessee, the first calls he made were to Mike Krzyzewski and to Roy Williams to see if he'd play. And Williams said yes. Krzyzewski said, I guess that they would play us in New Jersey and in Durham, I guess, is where they wanted to play. You know, they don't play many road games there at the Dukies don't. So, but he's, you know, he started calling everybody. He said, we want to play. Do you want to play? And Georgia, you know, Wake Forest said yes. And now he's gotten some other home and home. So I think he's going to continue to do that. I think that he understands that the only way you get better is to play a national schedule. And he wants this Tennessee program to be a national team. And I think it's really healthy.